Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Got some great guests coming up later in the show. Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Capitals, joins us in an hour. They've got one regular season game left, which is tomorrow night, and then we're in the playoffs, baby. So we'll talk some playoffs with Coach Laviolette and find out who's healthy, who's going to be back come the playoffs, because I know their last game on Saturday, they were very undermanned. So Coach Laviolette joins us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the Nationals with Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post at 9 o'clock. Nationals have lost their last couple with some walk-off losses, yep, which is not the way that you want to lose games.
Well, especially after the way Max pitched.
Yeah, I mean, 14 strikeouts on Saturday.
It sucks to waste that, and bullpen blew it. A couple of walk-offs Saturday and Sunday to New York, but, man, he was so good.
Yep. So we'll talk to Chelsea Janes about that at 9 o'clock, and then Quentin Mayo on the Wizards at 9:25. Of course, they've been rolling, got four games left, so it'll depend on their seeding as to who they will play in the playoffs, as they seem to be ascending in the rankings, which is a good thing. But we wanted to get into an article that was on ESPN.com, I think it was on Friday, and I saw it, and it talked about the NFC East and who the favorite is in the NFC East. Mm-hmm. And the betting odds, we may have talked about it, have the Cowboys as number one. The Cowboys, I believe, according to Vegas, like their line is, their win total is 9.5. Mm-hmm. The Washington football team, they come in at 8.5, I believe, which is basically 500, right? Because 17-game season. Do you see Washington as the favorite in the NFC East, or do you agree with this, or do you think it should be somebody else? Could it possibly be the Giants or the Eagles? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Like, immediately, I just think a quarterback, and they've got Dak Prescott coming back. Assuming he comes back healthy, I would probably have the Cowboys as the favorite. It makes sense. Dak plus, didn't they just draft all defense, basically?
Right, because their defense just hemorrhaged last season. So they knew they needed some new personnel.
They drafted
the
kid out of Penn State, Micah Parsons. Remember, they moved back a couple spots, but still got him. And then they drafted a corner. I can't remember from where. But, yeah, they drafted four or five defensive players. But like you said, I mean, it comes down to Dak Prescott. If he's healthy, he's clearly the best quarterback in the division. And they're a slight favorite over Washington for the division. Not like they're overwhelming.
But I feel like that's a big – I mean, it's a big assumption that Dak will come back. I believe he had that – he had that fractured tibia or whatever that, like, broke through the skin and, like, compound fracture, right? Didn't he or no?
Yes.
I mean, he had, like, a nasty
injury.
It was
a bad one. It was a bad one, yeah.
And you know, we're just assuming he's going to come back 100%. Maybe he will.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, I would probably bet that he will.
Haven't we seen videos of him recently where it looks like he's already back?
I haven't. I mean, if you have, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he is. But I always feel like we always have Dallas picked high every year, and they always disappoint. At least they have, I feel like, in the last 5-6 years. That's just my instinct. You know, I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But my gut is preseason every year, we always pick Dallas, and they always disappoint.
Well, they've been very talented. Not only do they have Dak at quarterback, mm-hmm. let's think about the receivers they have there. They've got Zeke. So the thing which has held them back, obviously, Dak gets hurt, but also the defense. And, look, you never know what's going to happen with the draft, but I think that's where people think. I mean, they drafted CeeDee Lamb last year. They didn't even need another receiver. Mm-hmm. It just made them that much harder to defend.
And look, if Dak was healthy last year, he was off to a really good start before he got hurt.
Oh, he was going to throw 40 plus touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean he was.
I mean the pace he was on.
Yeah, he was torching.
He stayed
teams.
On that pace.
But weren't they also losing games when he was doing that?
Yeah,
or
their
no?
defense. Their
yeah,
defense,
the defense
was
sucked.
Giving up like 30 plus points.
Yeah,
right.
And I don't think just because you draft, you know, 5 or 6 guys, a bunch of rookies, that solves your problem, you know, in a few months.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think
you're
it's going to be a work in progress for that defense.
I mean, look, still Washington's defense clearly is better.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, we have to kind of wait and see. Number one, front and center, is Dak healthy? And I guess we have to assume that he is if he's got, you know, posting videos running around the field.
What's also pretty incredible, and you can chime in, 800-636-1067. Maybe there are some fans of the Washington football team that believe they should be the betting favorite instead of Dallas. But what's pretty incredible is in this division, there hasn't been a repeat winner for 16 years. So if you just continue with that trend, Washington doesn't repeat and doesn't win the NFC East. But, you know, EB, you could make the argument, hey, we won the division and we got stronger. Got a better quarterback.
Well, I believe that 100%.
Added a receiver in the draft, dressed the defense, the weakest spot at linebacker. Also got another burner in De'Ami Brown.
There is no doubt by every metric we're better than last year on paper. Mm-hmm. The only difference will be the schedule is much more difficult. There's no question about it. The schedule on paper, and things change. Some teams will be worse than we thought. They're not all going to be better. But the schedule is still very difficult. That's the X factor. I see a lot of people actually picking Washington to do very well. I actually think they're not taking schedule into, you know, because we all look at it simplistically and we go, they won 7 games last year with a catastrophe at quarterback, right? But you can't just say even though they upgraded a quarterback and all these other positions, we're going to be for sure better because our opponents have gotten better. Yeah. So that's the X factor.
And
for
you
me.
Have to factor in how bad the division was last year. I mean, it was just horrific. And just to answer your question, Dallas has won 3 of the last 7 divisions.
Yeah, okay. But never they never win like 10 games or, right?
Well, they won 10 games in 2018. And they won 13 in 2016, and they won 12 and 14. So they've had really good years. Now, that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But they've had – now, they disappoint in the playoffs, but they've had really good regular seasons.
EB, though, here's your argument, and that you're kind of pointing to, though, that you can make if you believe Washington's going to be significantly better this year, 7-9 last year, is that Haskins had 6 starts, 1-5 in those 6 starts.
Mm-hmm.
So – when it was any other quarterback besides Dwayne Haskins, they were winning at a much higher percentage
but even those...
than finishing 7-9. And look, I don't believe Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Alex Smith, all of a sudden they were like these world beaters, and had they started in week 1, they would have been a 13-3 team. But I'm just saying that if you eliminate the Haskins starts, that record looks a lot better, and maybe you make the argument that Ron Rivera – you know, kind of figured things out, and the defense should be better, like we mentioned, and that they should be the favorite.
I don't know who should be the favorite, but I know we're a better football team than we were last year. It may not pan out in record, but I know it's going to be a better product. It's going to be more entertaining. They're going to score more points. And, you know, hopefully they're on the right side of it more than they're on the wrong side.
It's addition by subtraction. You actually have what appears to be some stability relatively at quarterback compared to last season.
Yep.
You should have that with Fitzpatrick and Heineke with another year in the system. And Allen there, hopefully he rehabs from the injury.
But like you said, the schedule looks brutal on paper.
It's daunting.
But Dallas has to play the same schedule.
Yep. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Ray in Great Falls, line one. Ray, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Morning, Ray.
I'm a Giants fan, but I agree that Dallas is not going to have a great year. And I can tell you the main reason is their cornerbacks. I mean, last year they were giving up 35-plus points a game, and mainly it was from the passing game. They lost Byron Jones to free agency. I know they got Parsons. He fills a linebacker hole, but they have a huge gap in their secondary. And if you can pass, you're gonna toast the Cowboys for a lot of points this year.
Well, they did draft two kids, one in the second and one in the third. So they drafted kids high. I don't know how good they're going to be, how good they are, but they did. I would assume the corner that they draft is going to be a starter, and they drafted a safety as well. So they're trying to address it. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be better.
What did they do in free agency? Because I feel like Washington nailed free agency too. Like
I don't know that they did
needs.
Anything big, but remember last year Dallas not only lost Dak Prescott, they had a lot of offensive line injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been hyped up for having this great offensive line with Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins,
right.
Zach Martin. And they were, you know, banged up last year.
And also in their linebacker core, Sean Lee retires. I mean, that was a guy who's been a stalwart on that defense. He's injured a lot.
He was always hurt.
Especially late in his career. And is it Leighton Vander Esch? Am I getting the name correct?
Yeah.
He was a guy who came into the league with a ton of promise, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries too. So that linebacking core is thin even when you do draft a Micah Parsons.
I like Parsons. He looks like a bad SOB. Like he's gonna be a monster if he stays healthy. But I don't know. You can say the same thing about Washington. But you know, you're not gonna have seven draft picks, eight draft picks, all be silly.
All right, a bunch of people want to chime in. If you want to weigh in, should Washington, who won the NFC East last year and got stronger, still be considered the favorite in the NFC East? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I just put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by our friends at Van Meter Homes. And it has to do with what we were talking about. Should Washington be considered the NFC East favorite? ESPN.com put out a story, which was based on the Vegas odds. And Vegas lists Dallas as a slight favorite to win the NFC East, with Washington just a game behind them. And then the Giants and Eagles aren't that far away.
That's crazy that in the last 16 years we haven't had a repeat winner. I had no idea. It's been that much parity,
It's been a wild division for really 15-plus years.
Well, I know Washington has
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But
due theory.
I just thought Yeah, it's true. I just thought that they were, you know, in 16 years, in almost 20 years, they haven't had a repeat. Man, that's crazy.
You know, I was looking at the Cowboys' depth chart, and for some reason, I just disrespect the Giants and the Eagles. Sorry.
I know you do.
I just do.
They're the Giants. Swept
by the Giants last year. But okay, go ahead. Forge ahead.
Yeah, but it still, it doesn't matter. I look at it, their offense, and I wanna go like position by position. Mm-hmm. I probably still have to give the nod to Dak. Like if you go quarterback, I'll give the nod obviously to Dak if he's healthy over Fitz. Although I think Fitz has his moments, but still, you got to give the nod to Dak. Running back, you got to, even though I'm huge on Antonio Gibson, and I think he really improved as a runner.
He did.
You still got to give the nod to Zeke.
Zeke mm-hmm. and Pollard is a really quality backup. When Zeke struggled or, you know, had injuries, Pollard filled in nicely too.
Yeah, right, see, I'm not a fantasy guy. I don't even know him. He doesn't register with
him. He's a good RB. Yeah. Solid.
So then and then you look at receivers, and just I think our receivers are pretty good. Like I think our receivers match up pretty well, but I'd say at best it's a wash. I think Cooper, Gallup, CD Lamb's pretty darn good group.
Yep.
It's hard to argue. Right, so you say Samuel, McLaurin, and whoever your third is, Humphrey.
I mean Dallas is better.
I'd say
yeah. I mean, it's hard to say wash.
Their number three is basically CeeDee Lamb. Well,
I would say a wash, but okay, if you want to say they're better, okay. And then Blake Jarwin, I know he's had moments, so maybe he's better. I don't know. And
he's
then
not as silly as Logan Thomas. He's never had a season like Valdez's guy, LT.
Low, right. Yeah. Stop disrespecting Low.
That was Low's breakout year. Hopefully it continues.
Was.
And then historically, their offensive line has been much ballyhooed. I don't know if there's
they had good a lot of injuries last year.
I don't
year.
Know if they're as good as advertised, but historically you would give them the nod. So offensively, you probably have to say they're a little bit better. But then I think where we jump ahead,
I mean, I would say they're a lot better because of Dak.
Maybe. And then defensively, mm-hmm. you have to – I think you give the nod to Washington, even though they addressed a lot of this in the draft.
Yeah, and they did sign. I just looked at their free agent signings.
Who were they?
They signed four defensive players. It looks like four defensive
they
players.
They just went nuts.
They went nuts defensively, yes.
Yeah. Which
they
makes sense.
Yeah. And Dan Quinn stepping in to run the defense. Yeah.
They could,
the
they could, be, so they could be much better, yeah.
They'll be better. You just have to bank on even last
everyone,
year, remember.
I just think everyone's sleeping on the Giants. I mean, I know you're not a big Daniel Jones fan, but he can run, so that adds a new dimension for him. I know he turns the ball over a lot.
But they get Saquon back.
They get Saquon back. They added a receiver. Who'd they sign him?
They added Galladay, and they draft Tony. So they have some interesting pieces on that offense.
Yeah, I just think people are sleeping. Everyone's talking about Dallas and Washington, all right, for good reason. I just think New York is not going to be easy to beat.
For what it's worth, Jordan Renan, who wrote this article on ESPN.com, said, "Consider me skeptical of the Cowboys. How about they do something before earning even the slightest bit of public trust? The favorite should be Washington, and it shouldn't be close."
Ooh.
It won the division in 2020 with the league's second-ranked defense and upgraded this offseason at quarterback. Even though I'm not much of a Fitzmagic fan, Washington is the team to beat. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Take your calls.
You know, let me just say this on Saquon, and I've said this to you before, and I pulled up his game log. Saquon, to me, is an all-or-nothing guy. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, he'll have 92 one game, 189, 112, then he has 66, 83,
I mean, you
59.
Just glossed over the 189 and 112.
Those are, well, all-or-nothing. Those okay. are great games. But then he had between he had 107 last year or 2 years ago, right, in mm-hmm. week two. And then he had 10, 72, 64, 28, 1, 59, 83, 66. Then he went 112, 189. But he's very hit or miss. So he's got all the ability in the world. But if you look at his game log.
He also gives you some receiving yards. And by the way, okay. on a bad team that's losing a lot of games, which they did, you don't run the football in the third and fourth quarter because you're trailing. So.
Well, and then
what was his yards per carry average?
4.6 in 19.
Pretty good.
And he had 440 receiving yards.
Yeah, by the way, when you say some receiving yards, he had 721 in 2018 and 438 in 2019.
Hey, I'm not the one diminishing him.
He's legit.
I say he's all or nothing.
Well, that's because some defenses probably just are keen on stopping him, and that's where Daniel Jones has struggled because Daniel Jones has to make plays too, right?
Yeah, but if you
would much you would much rather have Saquon Barkley than not. I mean, he's a legit weapon.
True, but if you look, PFF did a breakdown of his games one time. He doesn't like kill you all game long. He has 2 yards, 1 yard, 2 yards,
then
three yards,
one big play,
and then he gets like a 60-yarder.
Yeah,
and then he doesn't. So it's kind of.
But that could be a game changer. That 60-yarder.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, for sure. But he's not killing teams all game long.
No, I mean, look, he's not Derrick Henry, but he's a legit weapon.
He's a weapon. But
let's
he's
go
a little
to the phones. People want to chime in on the Gambit DC listener lines.
All right.
Bet, play, win with Gambit DC.
Let's
brought
go to, line
to you by the
two.
DC Lottery.
Let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, what's up, buddy?
Morning, John. How you doing today?
Hey, good. Rich. What's up, man?
What's up?
I love hearing DB downgrade the entire division and stuff. It's kind of funny.
The entire league.
But,
whatever. But, if you think it's a great division, I don't think it is.
No, but it couldn't be any worse than last year. And you got to remember, Dak is coming back this year. The biggest improvement Dallas made, though, is that linebacking core last year couldn't cover you or me. They basically replaced the entire linebacking core with Jabril Cox, Michael Parsons, and Keanu Neal. So in theory, if they just exist, they would have won some of those games last year.
Well, they definitely got better on paper, no doubt.
And,
you can't argue with that.
All I'm saying with Dak is, much like Alex, though it played out a little bit differently, that compound fracture ended Joe Theismann's career, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically ended Alex Smith's career. He came back and made a go of it and made a miraculous comeback, but it's the reason why he's not playing anymore.
Right, but Dak didn't have a million infections.
Correct.
All right, that's a little 100%.
It's not the same as Alex, 100%. And guys have come back from compound fractures in the NFL. But that's a tough injury to come back from. In fact, I think Kyle Allen, on some level, is coming back from something somewhat similar.
Did you watch the video, though, EB?
I tried, but it was a 30-second effing commercial. And my attention span is,
I'm out.
I mean, you can see him kind of limping around a little bit. But the point is, I'm reading an article from Cowboys Wire.
Yeah.
And it says, thanks to the great work from the doctors and the Cowboys training staff, Prescott is already back on the field practicing less than 6 months removed from the injury. And it's really just like three-step drops. He's throwing like a wide receiver screen type pass.
Everybody in the history of mankind that has surgery has a rehab video.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I hope that he comes back and has a long career. But That's a serious injury.
But in the video, you do see him planting on his right ankle, which is the issue.
Sure.
Look, I don't know how good or bad they're going to be defensively, but I'm just counting them up. They drafted 9 guys on defense, and they added 4 in free agency. So that's 13 additions on defense.
You would
just
think
on defense.
They'd be better.
You would think, but a lot of those guys are young.
And they're also new pieces.
They're new, but they certainly addressed it. Look, if that was the WFT, mm-hmm. adding 13 guys on defense, what would we say about them? We'd say, look, they're addressing it.
Right.
They're going to be better
on
paper.
It takes time, though. Happen quickly.
It does.
I'm going to guess they're going to still need to score 28-30 to win games in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the offensive firepower to do it.
Yeah. Well, right now it's 52% say Washington should be considered the NFC's favorite, 48% no. So pretty much split down the middle. You can vote at Junks Radio. Poll brought to you by Van Meter Homes.
All right, let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, what's up? Line one, Valdez. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, let's talk about the facts. First of all, we're the defending champions. Let's talk about the fact that we had Haskins starting, that we had Rivera going through cancer. We had Snyder going through his problems and his situations. I mean, listen, let's talk about the fact that we did get better on both sides of the ball. So who knows what may happen. But in my opinion, just because of the facts, we should be, slotted as the defending champions as well as the possible leaders next year.
Valdez, where do you stand on this? You were hyping us up in the offseason.
I was.
Where do you stand on this with Dallas?
Who's
our biggest competition in the division?
I think Jason has a point about the Giants, people sleeping on the Giants. They might be the dark horse of the division. But I was on Washington, I think, before it was trendy and cool. This team, You know, everyone wants to talk about how the division sucked and every team in the division is getting better with Dak coming back, with what the Giants did in free agency, and then the Eagles, they suck so bad it's hard for them to be any worse. But so did Washington. Why can every team in the division get better, but why can't Washington?
I think they did get better.
We're completely downplaying every single thing they did in free agency and the draft.
Not me.
I think people should be very optimistic about this team in this season.
Right.
You've improved in every single aspect of a team that won the division last year.
Where are you with
who's downplaying what they did in the offseason?
I just think. Well, not necessarily.
We've all agreed that they're better than they were last year.
Well, then I'm very bullish on what they did in the offseason.
You certainly are.
I mean, I think they've addressed every single need that they had. And then if you think about it, Aaron made a good point, is that in the first five games, Ron Rivera was doing an experiment with Dwayne Haskins. He wasn't necessarily going out trying to win a game. He's sitting there taking knees in week two of the season because he's afraid of his players getting hurt. He's doing goal line experiments with Dwayne Haskins in the Washington and Ravens game.
Well, to be honest with you, they won games with smoke and mirrors when Alex Smith was in there.
Right. So
when they get a dramatic improvement in quarterback play, it could be totally different.
I think they're better, and I don't have expectations for Philly just because I'm not a huge believer in Hurts for 16 games, for 17 games. I just think those other two teams are going to be better, and the division as a whole will be better, and that includes Washington.
But you think that they're overall better than Washington?
Who?
You.
Who do I think is better
Dallas.
Than us?
Giants and Dallas.
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I got to see. They got to play it out because defensively, even though they added 13 guys, how much better are they going to be? I don't know.
You're talking about how Dallas made all these wholesale changes on defense with their draft and addressing the corner and addressing the linebacker, but now you're putting your faith in rookies in the defense.
Well, they added some free agents, and I'm assuming a couple of those will start.
See, I think we had less wholesale change. Like Dallas is doing a wholesale change, right? Washington picked their spots.
Tweaking.
Right? They're tweaking a little bit.
Right. You don't need to upgrade the defensive line. You don't need to you got Ioannidis coming back to an already strong line. You're not going to upgrade that.
And everyone is just sleeping on the fact that they snagged the best corner in free agency, too.
Yeah, and Willie Jack. Nobody talks about that.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody talks about
that. That could be big. Yeah. It comes down to the quarterback, doesn't it? It always does.
Here's the thing. The quarterback is the most important position of the team.
It always comes down to the quarterback.
But we're not comparing who's the better quarterback in the division, Fitzpatrick or Dak. We're comparing the entire team. And you just can't neglect the fact that Dallas had to they were so bad on defense last year to the point where they're going to start four rookies.
Well, they were so bad on defense, even with Dak. What were they when he went out? Like 1-3 or whatever they were. I can't remember when he went out.
Right. This isn't a quarterback competition of who's the better quarterback in the division. It's who's the better team.
Are you
and Washington is by far the better team.
But my point is, the division last year came down to a couple games late in the season, and Dallas had Andy Dalton at quarterback. If they have Dak Prescott, they're going to win some of those games. And I'm not so sure that Washington would have won the division if Dak Prescott was healthy.
The first six games of the season count just as much as the last six, and the Washington football team had Dwayne Haskins as their quarterback.
That's true, but you have Dak Prescott is clearly the best quarterback out of all those guys we're talking about. So when you bring him back, I think that's a bigger addition.
But you can't just say, well, Dallas had Andy Dalton for the last six games of the season, and then use that, and then not be able to say, well, Washington had Dwayne Haskins for the first six.
And I'd argue Haskins worse than Dalton.
I would too.
By the way, just to give you an answer, he was 2-3 as the starter through five games last year.
And by the way, the only reason they won the Atlanta game is because of that wackadoo onside kick. True. That was a 40-39 win.
No, it was totally on the defense because you look at the games. All right, they opened up against the Rams. That was a 20-17 loss. Mm. Then they won that Falcons game 40-39. Then they lost to Seattle 38-31. They lost to Cleveland 49-38, and then they beat the Giants 37-34. I mean, their defense was doing nothing.
Right.
So, what was their record once Dak got hurt?
It was 2-3.
No, once he got
hurt. You mean post-Dak?
Yes, post-Dak.
We'll subtract it.
What'd they win?
Well, I don't know how many. Did they win six?
Hold on.
Well,
they won four more games after that.
There you go.
Yeah.
They won four games after Dak got hurt.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And I think I'm on to something, that his comeback is not going to be as easy as we just – we get used to guys getting hurt and the miracle of modern medicine and everything and coming back silly. This might be a little bit of a rougher return than we're thinking.
So they go 4-7 with Dalton.
Yeah.
Or whoever was playing quarterback.
Yeah, but
Dalton and DiNucci.
But listen, yeah. I would take Dalton over all the diminished guys we had. I mean, Dalton was at least healthy, and he was, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he was healthy.
He's
a vet.
Dalton over Alex Smith, I think.
I'm not comparing those quarterbacks. I'm just saying if Dak is healthy, they're not winning a division. Dak is going to lead them to a division. That's
probably
what I'm saying. Even though their defense sucked, they were going to win the division.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's my prediction.
Right.
Let's play it back.
Prediction.
I hope they go 3-14. It's so weird saying that now, by the way. The 17.
I know.
Well, you know they're not going to.
I hope they do.
But the team I think everyone's sleeping on, again, is the Giants. I think the Giants were pretty damn good.
I remember we got the Caps head coach, Peter Laviolette, joining us at 8 o'clock. They'd have one game left in the regular season, and then it's playoff time.
All right, guys, a lot of window companies are quoting extremely long wait times to replace your windows, but not Thompson Creek, because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs their windows direct from the local factory, so they can replace your windows faster than the competition. Hurry! For this amazing sale, buy one Thompson Creek window, get one 40% off, including expert installation and incredible financing options. Call Thompson Creek today at 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Junkies 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're uniform or not, you can always rely on PenFed Credit Union. And last week, our 25th anniversary podcast, which comes out every Thursday, had to do with Mama Grizzly and the producers, the boys behind the glass, buying their horse years ago. And that was because it was Kentucky Derby week. And we had a Kentucky Derby winner, and Bob Baffert was the trainer. And I didn't realize how much of a sordid past he has, but apparently the horse that won was juicing and was on steroids. And so they're probably going to strip the title away from the horse and Bob Baffert. Apparently he's pulling a Jason Giambi and a long list of guys who've denied it. He's denying it.
Well, most importantly, if you won money on the horse, you do not have to return.
Yeah, you get to
money.
Keep your money.
You get to keep the winnings.
How can somebody else get to your horse and give it something illegal without you knowing?
I don't know.
I mean, aren't they guarding the paddock, Valdez?
How does someone get in there? How does he not know what's going into that horse's body?
Well, usually. They usually have a list that you have to sign into if you want to enter and exit the paddock.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So do you believe him for one second when he says...
I think the only grounds he has is that he had an employee go rogue and do it himself. Which is possible, but as the overseer of it, you're still
responsible.
You're still responsible.
But the other thing is, as JP mentioned, I think they say this is now the fifth time one of his horses... Now listen, he's probably running horses every day all over the world.
Of course.
So you know, these kind of things probably do happen. I mean, we know they happen. You can't be in charge of everything. So, I don't know. Is five violations in the last 20 months or whatever, is that a big deal? I don't really know.
I think when you're Baffert, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, if it's Bob Raffert and no one knows who you are, then no one cares. But when you're winning derbies, seven of them, yeah, it's a big deal.
So maybe the argument, I actually like his argument.
Yeah, maybe the argument, though, that he had somebody go rogue, I maybe buy into, because I don't know anything about horse racing, but I happened, and I didn't even see the Kentucky Derby, but I was like driving around and I heard kind of the post game of the Derby. And Baffert was like surprised that the horse won. he was like, this is incredible.
He was taken aback.
My impression was he was like, you know, he had the horse. It was in the field, but the horse wasn't doing anything special.
Right.
And then all of a sudden won the Derby. So he was like, this is unbelievable.
So the drug is betamethasone. Yeah. That's how you say it.
Here's a question. Sorry, Bic, but here's a question about these. And this might be a dumb question. Why can't you give a horse an anti-inflammatory to decrease pain and inflammation?
Well,
why is that illegal?
They say it's actually legal, but there was something in it that's illegal. Which
is that what they're saying? Okay.
I thought they said the drug itself is fine.
Well, maybe
there was a
maybe
it
was the
it.
Maybe it's the amount that he got. Instead
I'm not
of,
sure, but he said Medina.
You should be able to give a horse something to take pain away.
Anti-inflammatory. Medina Spirit, is that how you say it? Medina?
Yes, Medina.
Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone. I cannot believe that I'm here before you guys. He says, I got the biggest gut punch. But one thing he did say is, it kind of struck with me. He said, they were asking him, like, if he's embarrassed. He says, I'm not embarrassed. I feel like I was robbed. That kind of resonated with me for some reason.
So the story says the track said, failure to comply with the rules and medication protocols jeopardizes the safety of horses and jockeys. So I'm assuming that it's okay to give the horse, you know, an anti-inflammatory, but not too much of it. Maybe that's why he broke the rules.
I'll defer to you.
I don't know. I don't know anything about horse racing.
Like but
you should be able to give a horse something that takes pain away. You should.
But what he also said that jumped out at me is he said, because this is kind of self-aware, unless he's just pulling the old okey-doke and everyone, he just said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know everybody is not out to get me, but there is definitely something wrong. Why is this happening to me? So I can relate to that.
You're buying into Baffert's arguments.
That's a fairly self-aware argument.
He also said, I'm the most scrutinized trainer.
He is.
And I am okay with that. The last thing I want to do is something that would jeopardize the greatest sport. I have a problem with him calling horse racing the greatest sport.
Well, it is the sport of kings, JP.
I understand.
It's a pretty great sport. I think it is. I only pay attention to it one or two weeks a year.
Nobody cares about it outside of the three main events.
Well, you're
but it still doesn't diminish it.
0% chance you watch the Preakness.
Right, because they're going to take it away, and he's not going to be
but it's still awesome. I still appreciate it.
EB, you're buying into the denial. I brought up Jason Giambi. There's a million guys. Ryan Braun. Like, I never – Rafael Palmeiro. I never buy into the denials anymore. I just don't believe – the denials, and that's terrible because I'm sure there are some people that are wrongly accused, but I just discount it.
Yeah, but like, for every wrongly accused, there's 100 that are cheating.
Correct.
Hard to believe that someone can get to your horse. I mean, that's like your Porsche. That's your Maserati. You're not letting...
No, I think it's a rogue employee. That's all. Yeah, it's one of his guys.
Somebody who has it in for Baffert.
He's probably going to get a... No, he wants to get a bonus.
Right.
He gets. I mean, these guys all get more when the jockey gets 10%.
It was a nubby horse.
This is
horse.
A big payday.
It was a nubby
well,
horse.
Well, he already won the race, though.
Understood, but I'm saying that's why you would maybe.
That's why you juice
him
up.
Yeah, but you're like, you know what? I need a little payday here. I'm a little late on my mortgage. Boom.
Horse racing, cheating, and
it's
and,
everywhere.
And shady stuff is rampant. Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
Right.
Well,
I
don't know.
Okay, I'm raising my hand, EB.
I don't believe Bob Baffert.
Well, let me say this. So do you think that Bob Baffert said, do what you got to do, use a masking agent, whatever, and we'll just pray we don't get caught?
I don't know the specifics of it. But I think that he's probably not that stunned that the horse had an illegal drug in it.
I'm naive. I think he knows he's the most scrutinized trainer out there. and he knows they're going to be tested. And so unless he thinks he's on like some sort of Balco thing where he's 10 years ahead of everybody with masking agents.
A-Rod got suspended, quit doing it, and then started doing it again. Like, it just, like,
those guys, usually they think.
They think they're going to beat the system.
They're going to beat the system
somehow. Baffert probably thought he was going to beat the system.
How is he going to beat it? With a masking agent or something?
Something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just, for some reason.
I know horse biology and how drugs interact inside a horse?
No, I'm wondering what your rationale is. For some reason, I thought he was a pretty self-aware defense. Everybody's not against me.
I used to get swayed by some of that stuff. I would get swayed by Rafael Palmeiro doing his finger. But in the end, I'm kind of with Cakes. Generally speaking, those that are accused of cheating in sports are indeed cheating in sports.
Right. They just got busted.
I think that that's probably generally true. But in this instance, for some reason.
Let me tell you a story about a certain trotter track and how shady the horse racing game is.
Yeah.
So there used to be a jockey. All right. This was with trotters. And so they would go out and do their little warm-up before the race would start. And so what this jockey would do is, it doesn't matter if it was the favorite, he would turn the horse left or right. If he turned the horse left, that means he didn't have it and that it was probably going to lose the race. So what you could do is take all the underdogs, box them together, and you end up hitting big. But if he had the horse, he would turn the other direction. And so he would tell all of his boys that were at the track if the horse was going to win or not.
Turn where?
Like around, to come around to the starting gate. And whatever direction he turned, he would signal to his buddies if the horse was going to win or not.
How long did he get away with that before he got caught?
Years.
Yeah. And he got caught?
Got caught.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Kenny part of the action?
Was not.
I know that there's a lot of cheating with the trotters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I used to hear it's that 20 rampant. Years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
If you couldn't afford your horse anymore, they'd let you win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, we didn't get that memo when we owned Mama
Grizzly.
Yeah, you
guys didn't get that courtesy. Yeah.
All right, look, boys, the Capitals have one game left in the regular season, and then it's playoff time. We'll talk to their head coach, Peter Laviolette, next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.